Hey, it's Brock, and it's no secret that I love clothes. And every time I get new clothes and they don't fit just right, I take them to the only place that knows how to give me that perfect fit. Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers. From jeans to dress pants and wedding dresses to suit jackets, they can handle any alteration you need. They provide the best customer service, and the job's not done until it's done to your perfection. So if the clothes you're wearing aren't fitting your body just right, then take them to Lethal Lure Alterations in Rogers, just off Highway 49 on New Hope. Lethal Lure Alterations, where you can always get the perfect fit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Wake up.
Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. How you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Baby, it's a brand new day.
What is happening? It is Brock and Marcy, and welcome to another edition of the podcast. How you doing, Marcy?
Good.
Good.
I'm recovering from being sick all week.
What? I did not know about this.
You're getting the best of me right now, though.
Yeah?
This is the best I've sounded since Sunday.
You know what? It's because you were outside.
I know, for way too long.
You never go outside. You spent the weekend doing
outdoors.
God knows what.
My body had a reaction to it.
We do not like trees and grass. What is happening to us?
Yeah,
stay
exactly.
Indoors. We have made your body to stay indoors only.
Yeah.
So we have a special guest in studio. Give it up for Mr. Clay Starkey. Yeah.
Good morning.
Howdy-ho, Clay.
I've tried to get Clay on the show even when we were on Star. For the last 3 years, he's always been busy.
Busy with what?
I'm sorry.
This guy's a mover and a shaker. He's doing this, he's doing that, making deals left and right.
A serialpreneur.
He is a serialpreneur. Like, what are you doing today, Clay? Well, I just invented the latest thing that will... Or I just started a new business that will do this.
I got this great idea.
I love it.
Or I'm helping out my amazing wife. Do God, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. So you were trying to figure out who Clay was... And you guessed it on like the third or fourth guess. What is Clay? Who is Clay to me?
Clay is the husband of your optometrist, and he hosts Guy's Night once a week in his backyard.
Well, he did. Wow. We used to. Yeah, we would talk about Guy's Night, Clay. Yeah.
Guy's Night's good.
With the bonfires. He's the bonfire guy that has huge bonfires.
Nice.
The ultimate fire
cool.
guy.
It doesn't matter. July, yeah. December, same size, same heat.
Yeah. Super hot outside.
Get
and
that
he
going
starts
again,
a fire.
Clay.
I know. I need to.
Yeah.
He is the fire guy. So, you know what I did the other night?
Cool.
It's been, like, you know, not chilly, but pretty good temperatures at night for a fire. So, I laid out on my patio the other night and had dinner and listened to a podcast and had my fire going.
Wow.
That's not considered a fire.
Super.
Well, it's a gas fire, but it worked.
And it counts.
Looking from my backyard, it looks like I'm in a forest. So it worked. Yeah.
You were basically camping.
Yeah, well, 100%. And if I open my bedroom door, it's like I'm in a camper because I have it goes right into the backyard.
Exactly.
So I've did some camping lately.
Are you sure? What kind of camping have you done?
I just told you. I slept in my own bed.
That's it?
And opened the door. I didn't love it. No, I don't camp. I have not camped. I don't know in how long, Clay.
So
Clay just got back from camping.
Yeah, so I just got back from a trip out to the mountains. And I invited Brock. Maybe.
Yeah, he did.
You know, should I put an asterisk by that in the future of no?
What?
So this is nothing but 4 days, 3 nights in the rough.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
like in the movies where they're carrying the backpacks
no
full
showers,
of stuff.
No watches, no phones.
I can't do it.
The guides wouldn't even let us know where we were going.
They were
going
to murder you.
No, they weren't.
You don't get to know where you're going, and then you don't come home.
It was fantastic, man. We are so pulled in the world today of deadlines and everything else. It was great not to make a decision and just be.
I agree. I would love it. You know, you say that, and my daughter just got home from church camp, which was a huge deal.
Mm.
She left Sunday, came back Wednesday, so 3 nights away from us. By herself, no phones. Like, they took all the phones away from the kids. Not that she would have had service because her phone's just a Wi-Fi phone. Mm-hmm. And she loved it. She wanted to go back immediately. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, they took all our phones away from us. I said, and she goes, I didn't have, I had 3 days, 4 days worth of no TV, no electronics. I said, oh, did you like it? I loved it, Dad. Whoa. I was shocked. I go, well, welcome to the 80s and 90s with you when your dad grew up, because that's how it was. And we sent her to camp with one of those old school cameras, the disposable ones. So she'd take a picture.
Oh, my word.
Take a picture. I go,
so you're limited.
You only got 27, 28 shots. I go, it's not like using mom and dad's phone where you can just take whatever you want and then see what happens. You got to make sure, is this memory one that's worth taking?
And then did you do a good job taking it?
Exactly. Because you'll never know.
You don't know until like 30 minutes after you turn it in.
Exactly. And you get your prints back and you're like, dang it. The light was wrong.
My finger was in the way.
Like, ah. She goes, I took a picture of my mouth open. I go, why? I had some film left. I go, you don't just waste it. Gah. But yeah, she enjoyed the time without the electronics. So
cool.
I would have went, Clay. But I'm in busy season right now. Mm. Like, it's crazy busy season. So
you would not have gone.
Yeah, I would have. You know, I'm a hiker.
No.
We talked about this last week. I'm into hiking.
All right.
We went hiking Devil's Den the other night.
Of what
concrete,
was going on.
Gravel.
Yeah,
rocky.
But sleeping on the ground. No,
outdoor. I was outdoor mall hiking.
Outdoor. Okay.
Like if you're like the Branson Mall that's outdoor. Yeah.
So Brock says he would go, but Brock always loves a challenge. He does. But the question is, do you like winning or do you like not losing? You are so focused on, yes, I'm going to do this, but do you really like to do it?
Do what?
Anything. Golfing. Yeah, you like a challenge. You want to beat whoever it is.
I do, but I try not to get too competitive that it ruins the experience.
So what is it? Do you like winning or do you not like losing? It can't be both.
Oh, that's a good question. Marcy, what do you think? Based on
not winning. Wait.
Do I like winning or do I not like losing?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a tough one.
Wow.
Somebody asked me that last week. I was like, I don't know.
That's a deep one. I don't think, because it just depends. If I'm playing like board games and stuff, if I have a good time.
Sure.
And I don't mind losing it, because there's at the end I don't win anything.
Yeah.
Just I won the game. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's play it again.
So have you ever lost for a friend because it made him feel better? Not your kid, an adult friend.
I don't even lose for my kid.
Okay.
No.
No.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's how I teach her to be a winner.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
And I told Ashton's boys that. I go, I'm not gonna let you win.
Sure.
Like, if you want to win, you got to win the game on your own merit. Then it means more to you.
See, I've got a fault in that.
Why?
I do that.
You lose?
Sometimes. If I know it's going
to... If you ever lose for me to win, I will cut you.
You know what? I've never done it for you. I can be honest. I've never done that for you.
It doesn't matter to me if I win or lose, I guess. In the end.
Oh, that is a lie.
Yeah. So winning
not
for
to the point where I'm going to... It's going to ruin my day.
Not your day, but...
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Now, I like winning because it gets you to the next bracket. If you're in a tournament, I want to go to the next bracket. But losing? There's always something to learn in losing, though.
Right.
It's not like I want to lose, but if I lose, it's like, I could have done better. I can...
No, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in sports and stuff, if it's a part of a team, I want to win.
Sure.
And I want to help that team win. And it means more when we win together.
Yeah.
If it's just me, it's fun to win and be like, I'm the best at this.
Yeah.
But if I don't, in business, I hate to lose.
Yeah.
I don't want to lose.
I could see that.
I love to win, but I don't want to lose. Mm-hmm. But I guess it just depends on the scenario.
Situation. Yeah.
What about you, Marcy?
I want everybody to win kind of person.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody
like,
gets
that's
a trophy.
Me. Yeah. Okay. I want everyone to get a trophy. I want it to be fair. Like, of course I love to win and I don't want to lose, but best case scenario, everyone wins so there's no hurt feelings. Yeah.
What kind of...
That's me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So I've been watching a lot of TikTok lately. I know. It's horrible. Yeah, it's addictive. It is. But Bo, my brother, he's the TikTok guy. So he'll send me all these videos he thinks I will like. Some are funny. Some are actually very educational. But two of them that I watch, and I'm just paraphrasing because I don't remember all of them. One guy, he was a doctor or a scientist or something. He was talking about public schools. He's like, "What has anybody ever asked the question why we do public schools the way we do them now? Like, why we continue to do the same thing for the last 50 years? He said, when public schools were set up the way they were back in the day, it was to teach people basically how to be subservient and work in the factory, be able to sit in a chair for long hours during the day and take commands. He said, of course, we're learning the basics, but you get to the point where you know the basics, and then we still, you know, because they were training these workers to work in the factories, which I had no idea about. He said, but why are we still doing that? Because we don't need factory workers, you know, like we used to, all this stuff. He's like, why hasn't anybody changed the way we do school? Which is a very good question. And then the other video he sent me was talking about parents and why we coddle our kids so much, like these days. It seems like parents coddle their kids even more. And, you know, my kid has to be a winner. My kid, he said, back in the day, parents were having kids younger. And so they were basically kids as well. So they didn't have as many rules for their kids because they were still kids. Now we're having babies later in life. And so we're older. We know that your kid can get hurt by doing this. So we're more fearful of that. And we have more rules, which was interesting as well. What do you guys think about that? When you're younger and have kids, you don't have as many rules because you're still learning basically the system yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, to go back to your...
I just say this because Marcy was an older parent and she's Mrs. Rules. So...
define older parent.
No, you had your first kid in your 30s.
Yeah.
And they were talking about most, you know, in the 70s and 80s, they would have their first kid in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now it's later. People are having kids later and later in life.
Sure.
After they're established, they have established their job, all these kind of things. They've gone through these life experiences that our parents didn't go through before they had kids. So that nose.
I don't have kids, but I'll address what you said the first portion of it, of how school was designed to make you receive,
right?
Not as much creativity. I think it's a little different. When I was in high school, I did horrible in high school.
Uh-huh.
Horrible grades. Just wasn't interested. Somehow made it to college.
Yeah.
And it flipped. Great grades.
Was it because you got to choose what you learned?
Yeah, I think that's.
You weren't told you got to do this. You got to do this.
Right.
It was now I'm paying for it, and it's not.
Well, that's true to a degree, because you still have to have, you know, your history, your basic science,
your core.
Yeah, sure.
Core classes.
Your first 2 years. But after that, you get to choose what you want to choose. And that's what lit me up. I mean, I still did good in the first part, but I think it's just a different type of learning, more hands-on. I don't know. It just something flipped for me there. And maybe it's learning different and they teach different or have different ways for people to absorb that.
How do you think we should do schools today? That's a very good question.
Well,
because I remember as a kid, we're doing vocab. You got to write, there's 10 words. You got to write them out 20 times each in cursive. Mm. Like, why? Just mundane, like over and over and over.
But it's just like repetition to help you learn. That's one way of learning.
I get it.
Kids still write in cursive?
Yeah. Brim is starting to learn.
Oh.
I don't know that all schools...
Did you write in cursive?
She's talking
in school
to her son.
He said, "What's in cursive?"
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. But if you see other people write, cursive's kind of gone to the wayside.
It has, because we don't write anymore. We type. Like, I sent Brimley a letter to camp so she could open it up and read it. And I typed it on my phone and printed it out.
Oh, nice.
You did not.
I didn't write it. Yeah, I didn't write it. Who writes anymore?
Yeah, and writing in general has gone by the wayside. It's typing or texting or...
I don't know. When they're younger, they're still just learning letters, so they're still doing a lot of writing.
They're doing that, yeah. But as an adult...
But they're also working on Chromebooks, and I'm sure that like as they get older, once they learn what they need to learn about writing and letters, then it will probably go to the wayside, and they're going to be focused more on the computers.
Well, check this
Because you need the computer intelligence for life more than you need the writing, probably. That you know what I'm saying?
So check this out. This is something else I saw on TikTok. This guy tells you websites that you should check out. And one of them is an app that you can download that you can hold up in front of any equation, math problem. Hold it up. It scans it and then shoots out how you solve it.
Oh, my.
And the answer. So any hard equation, and it gives you, you can just copy it, like how you solved it, how you came to that answer. It doesn't just give you the answer.
Sure.
Like, so you don't need math. And then there's this website where you type in a question and it will write you, you pick either a blog, an essay, all these different types, and AI will write you an essay on the question. So I typed in, how do you pick the best wedding playlist? Question mark. And it wrote out in paragraphs and everything, a whole blog for me.
But if I did that, would it be the exact same thing that you wrote? Because sometimes they check that.
Possibly. I don't know how that works, but it wrote it out and I'm reading it. I'm like, it sounds really good. And you could change it to make it sound like you. Mm. Like, you don't have, we don't have to do anything anymore. Like, I don't have to know anything about anything. I just go to a website and AI and it does it for me, mm-hmm. which is crazy to think about.
That would help you. Well, it wouldn't help you, but it would help you do your homework. But in a test, you're not going to have your phone.
No.
Maybe if they make a watch app for it, that could do that. But
yeah,
you're not really gaining anything in the testing aspect of that.
Right. Marcy, your thoughts? We're getting deep this morning. Jeez.
I know.
Let's back it up.
All right, before we go into anything else, we had meant to talk about this off the top of the hour last week, so we'll do it this week.
Oh, no.
Did you watch it yet, Marcy?
Yes. Yes.
Friends reunion!
Yes!
No one told you life was gonna be this way.
Yes, Friends Reunion on HBO Max. Watched it last week. And what did you think? It was kind of all over the place as far as where they were, what they were doing. They even, you know, this song was filmed in front of that fountain, and they did the reunion in front of the fountain as well.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
Well, I loved it, and I cried twice.
What? When did you cry?
So, when did I cry? I can't remember, but it was near the end.
Okay.
But I still cry at the finale, like every time.
Every time. Yeah, it is kind of sad.
It's, but like happy tears.
Yeah.
It's when Rachel comes into the apartment. That's when I get tears in my eyes.
Like, I didn't get on the plane.
I think one of the times I cried is when they were showing them filming the finale. Like that moment when Rachel came in, you know, and
they were all crying and
Yeah.
You could tell it was real.
Yeah, but like when they were showing the footage of them filming that moment.
Yeah.
And then they called cut and then Rachel and Ross just kept hugging. Like you could tell they were hugging because like that was the last time they'd do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we found out that they kind of liked each other.
Liked each other. Yeah.
In real life.
Which,
were you a Friends fan?
I wasn't. My wife was.
No. Oh.
Did she watch the reunion?
No. You have to.
You don't know. She hasn't. You haven't even been home.
No, I haven't.
She came over here and watched it with me. Did she tell you that?
You have to understand. I don't know if Brock told you this, but we haven't had cable for 14 years.
Oh, cable, yeah.
So we have the antenna.
They also live in a tent.
You don't do streaming?
We do, but we don't pay for YouTube. What is that called? YouTube.
So he does other things, and his wife is a gamer. So she still games?
I told you.
Used to.
I said gamer.
She has no time now.
Well, not him and I aren't gamers.
No, but you gamed with her.
I've never gamed with her.
Oh, okay. I had gaming in there somewhere.
And she's
anyways.
Good.
She's good.
She was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a stress reliever for her.
It was.
But now she's too busy with her. What is she now?
Optometrist.
But I mean, Isn't she a president or something, or gonna be?
Okay, so well, this year she received OD of the year for the whole U.S. and
yeah, OD what? Is OD yeah. is overdoser.
Overdoser.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And then she's running for. She hasn't been elected yet, but she's running for a national position on the.
Optometry board or something?
Yeah, it's not. It's maybe the association board.
Okay.
American She's going Optometric to the top. Association board.
Yeah. Wow, that's so impressive.
Hopefully she gets on that. She's good. She's a great leader.
Uh-huh.
She has clarity in that stuff. So yeah, she's right where she needs to be.
And he is the best Dang. Supporter husband ever.
Yeah, yep. I'd say.
He is. He's the man. So what were we just talking? Oh, Friends. So they don't watch TV really.
No, okay. Like 2 hours
well,
a week.
Shoot.
2 hours a week. So
like I've killed this whole show.
He told me I don't do pop culture because I just
don't. I don't know it.
I we said, do well, on the show.
Don't worry about it. You can do the serious stuff. So the friend, what was your highlight of the Friends thing besides finding out that Rachel and Ross actually liked each other?
Well, I really loved seeing when they would show when they were filming scenes uh-huh. and then you get to see behind the scenes of right. that stuff. And I wish they would have shown more of that. I wish the reunion was longer.
Me too.
You know, I wish they would have shown us a lot more of that kind of stuff, like the outtakes and how things worked and all of that. I would have liked to see way more of right. that stuff. I loved seeing that.
What did you think about James Corden? A lot of people are bashing him for some reason.
He was actually fine.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah. Like he was just there to like kind of lead them into things. Right. And that's it.
When they showed Gunther on the screen, that was pointless. He didn't even say anything.
Oh my gosh. I did not know who that was.
Yeah. He didn't look the same.
I didn't know his real name. Uh-huh. And when they were, I was like, oh, is this a producer? Like could not put it together until I either had to look him up or they said it at the end, but yeah,
right.
He looked bad. But I mean, you had to have Gunther, but there's a lot of people missing, like Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd, especially,
you know,
yeah.
I mean, just tons of people. I love that they brought Janice back.
Uh-huh.
Tom Selleck. I don't know. It was good. I was surprised that this was only the second time that they've been together
in all these years.
The end.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
and they got like, paid a lot of money to be together. So
yes. I really wanted to hear them say like, oh, we do this every couple of years. We always get together, you know?
You would think because like, a lot of, they're all in Hollywood a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And I knew they would never go there because that would just like ruin it. But I wonder like what kind of beef ever happened between anybody.
I know that would have been good. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because I feel like Matthew Perry has been in the news a lot lately for not good things.
And he's been in the news today. Him and his fiance broke up.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I saw that. So I just wonder, like, I love Ross. I love David Schwimmer. I feel like he is Ross in real life.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you know?
100.
Who do you think aged the best and who aged the worst?
I thought Ross aged the best. He looks the most natural.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matthew Perry, the worst. Yeah. He looks like an old man.
Yeah.
He does.
Joey is just fat.
Joey's just the neighbor.
Did you see Joey is like now a viral meme and like he's like the ultimate dad.
Oh yeah.
Because of the way he was sitting, it's like blown up the internet. Everybody yeah. like lovingly they're saying you're like everyone's dad now when he was the hot guy.
He was.
Which is pretty funny.
Yeah, he is. He's a big dude now.
He is, yeah.
And then the Lisa Kudrow, because she's not had any surgeries.
She looks good.
Botox, it looks like. And then Jennifer and Courtney are the Botox girls. Their face
are
doesn't
they?
Move. Yeah, their faces don't move. But Lisa Kudrow, she looks the same.
She looks great. Yeah. I think Jennifer looks good.
She doesn't look bad, but her and Courtney are so Botoxed up that it's just, yeah.
You think so? It's obvious.
So obvious.
I see something with Courtney, but not so much with Jennifer.
Really? Oh, you're blind then.
But I've also, like, I feel like I've seen Jennifer in things throughout the years. She's been in movies and commercials. Versus I haven't really seen Courtney Cox in much. So it's like, I'm used to Jennifer's face.
Yeah, I guess.
And what any changes.
Courtney's been in stuff, just not a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was good.
It was the best. I'm going next Monday. My girlfriends and I are getting together to watch it. We're getting t-shirts made. I'm just, yeah, it was good.
Getting t-shirts made? What?
Yeah.
To watch the finale?
Because that's what you do. Yes.
You've already seen it.
It's the one where they get back together.
Oh,
well, I love it.
It sounded like it was the remake was good. How many times have you seen something that's remake? And it's like, you just leave it alone.
Well, they didn't remake it.
No, it was just,
it was just a reunion.
It was just a reunion.
So they sat around and talked about it and visited the set and everything like that.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting, though. As soon as they finished filming, they struck the set immediately.
Tore it down. Yeah.
Really?
To get another show in there that was filming in like the next day or something.
Which
was such an iconic show. It's crazy.
Yeah. But,
so did anybody talk about what they took?
Yeah, they did.
Did they? Okay.
But it wasn't much.
They didn't take much at all.
If that was me, when we tore down our studio, we took everything.
I took the board.
Most of it was ours to begin with.
That's true. We had most of the stuff, so.
The mailbox.
But we tore down our step and repeat.
Yeah.
Like, we just tore it off the walls, and we didn't leave much. But
took a dump on the table and left it there.
Opened up the board, took a dump, closed
upper
the board.
I called it an upper decker. So yeah, if you're on one of these shows, you got to take it. Especially knowing, you know what, I could run out of money someday, and if I have memorabilia, I can sell it.
Well, based on what they made, I mean, I read yesterday about what they made.
So much.
And they started at like $25,000 an episode, and by the end, they were at like $1 million an episode, and then they get like 2% of the what's it called, the syndication.
Well, they make like $20 million a piece off of this each year.
Gee whiz.
Yeah. Mailbox like they money? Make a ton of money just from it playing constantly, which it is on all the time. And then on top of that, they got paid $2.5 million for this reunion too. Wow.
Crazy.
So they're set. They don't need to work ever again.
Speaking of TV shows, I got my second office box that Ashton got me for Christmas. Finally came in. It's one of those,
like a subscription box?
Yeah, subscription box, and it's all office products.
Cool.
That you,
what'd you get?
Can't buy in stores. So in it, I think the box is up here somewhere. Oh, let me grab that. Grab the thing.
It says Dunder Mifflin talk amongst on the side yourself. Of it.
Okay, are you on, so is the Office one of your shows, Clay?
It was. I love The Office. Okay,
so you can follow this conversation.
I can.
Okay.
Perfect.
So it has this postcard of everything that came in. I got, and this is in my bathroom right now, Kevin's famous chili floor mat. It looks like that. See that, guys?
Oh, you've got these things.
Yeah, in the box. A foot-shaped ceramic soap dish that says the Michael Scott thing. So it's a foot shape when he stepped on the George Foreman grill. And you can put soap in it. I got a Serenity by Jan soy wax candle tin. I got a Finer Things Club decorative pillow cover. I got a stapler and Jell-O plush collectible. It's like just a plush pillow.
Mm-hmm.
I got a Pam's Note vinyl whiteboard, and it's a note to Jim. It's just plastic. I got a Pretzel Day hoodie, a sweatshirt. Look at that, Marcy. Stanley Pretzel Day hoodie.
I don't remember that.
That's awesome.
From Pretzel Day. I got a pin that says, hiya, buddy. And then I got a bento box that's shaped like a ream of paper. Look at that. Right there. That white one.
Wow.
And it was a great box. But with the hoodie, that hoodie, and normally you would pay $30-$40 for that. So
yeah,
it was a good box.
Is it good material?
Yeah. Decent. Cool. So some good stuff. And most of the stuff I've never seen, all the stuff I've never seen before. You can't buy it in stores. So
every month?
No. Every quarter.
Every quarter. Okay.
Yeah. So I've gotten two. They're about 2 months, 3 months late.
Oh.
On my box. So at least I got it finally. So it showed up. Woohoo. Yeah. Oh, all right. You guys want to play a game? What's your question?
So do you think any of the actors get this on a quarterly basis?
I don't know. Hey, did you see I posted a picture of Ashton and I on Instagram? On at the Brock Short. Let me pull it up just so I can read it to you. About us getting married this month. And Mr. Andy Buckley commented on it.
What?
Aw.
You know Andy Buckley?
Yeah.
my buddy, he commented and said, he said, congratulations, Brock. I hope Scrantonicity is playing at your wedding. Congrats.
Cute.
I said, I replied, I go, LOL, we reached out, but they were booked. Something about a chili cook-off or something. I said, think you could start a band and play, you and your and the son? Just do Suck It in a lot of different musical styles. Sometimes you gotta suck it! Suck it! You remember that?
Yep.
So it was cool that he posted on my
Wasn't
on
he
my
in
picture.
A band after he got canned on the show?
Not David Wallace.
I thought,
but him and his son played the drums.
Yeah,
and
played the drums. Yeah.
Suck it. Suck. It was for the vacuum thing that he invented. All right, you want to play a game? Here we go.
Yeah. Uh oh,
it's a fun game. Even Clay can get the answers right. All right, the game is called "Is It a Brand of Candy?" So I'll say a name. You tell me, is it a brand of candy? Clay, we'll start with you. Archie McTree Lobster Candy. Archie McTree Lobster Candy.
I would say no.
It is a brand of candy. Marcy, Mr. Rogers Encouragements.
Yes.
Correct.
What?
Clay, Instant Irish Accent Gum. Is it a brand of candy?
No.
It is.
So all of these are right?
So far. Marcy, Dungeons & Dragons D20 Potion Candy.
Yes.
It is.
How do you know this stuff, Marcy?
Clay, she's guessing.
She's on her computer right there.
She is. Lousy Feller's Licorice.
So I would say, yes. I've said no the whole time, so I'll say no again.
That's correct. But that does sound like something you could get at Silver Dollar City.
Totally.
Yeah, have you tried the Lousy Feller's Licorice? Now that the ball number's in. Yeah. Bloody Gums Mints, Marcy.
No.
That's correct. Cat Butt Gum.
You know what? Clay? That sounds like something that somebody would make, yes.
That's correct. Marcy, Rancher's Bottom Peppermint Paste.
Yes.
Oh. And finally, Harry Potter Chocolate Frogs.
That could go both ways. Yes.
That's correct, yeah. And that's on the movie, so Chocolate Frog. They make those.
Okay, so fun fact.
Yeah.
What is the, I forget the road, going out, the candy maker out towards Beaver Lake. You know where I'm talking about? The old guy?
Yeah. I don't know the name of it.
You know he was the original one that started making all the candy at Silver Dollar City.
He was?
Yeah. Go look at the history of it. It's kind of neat. Anyway.
So does he do the peanut brittle and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. We'll have to check that out. So you mentioned to me not too long ago, you actually saw Marcy, but she didn't see you.
Yeah. So, well, I didn't want to. Number one, she looked like her hands were full with her kids.
Right. Now, what? She didn't have kids. That was her husband. Yeah.
That's a short
two
husband.
Husbands.
No, we were out at Lake Atalanta, and I told my wife, I said, I think that looks like Marcy. And then I looked at the kids, and the kids were enjoying outside.
Of course, yeah.
So I text Brock. I was like, I thought you said Marcy doesn't like outside.
She doesn't. She hates it.
And so I was like, this is a rare situation.
A rare sighting. And this is why, because she gets sick when she's outside for too long.
Yes. So. you don't get a choice when you have kids. You just follow them. Wait, this you're talking about a long time ago, right?
When you went to Lake Atalanta, yeah.
Yeah, that was like a year and a half ago or
no,
something.
No, it wasn't a year and a half ago.
No, you went.
It's like a year ago.
No.
No,
I would say in the.
That long ago.
Yes.
No, because no.
It was pandemic time.
It was pandemic time, but it wasn't a year ago.
Oh, I'll tell you when it was.
She's
all
so
about
do you
it.
Do you calendar everything?
No,
I
just
do.
Can look at my pictures or social media.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I could look back at our conversations too, Clay, and find that.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhere.
Well, see, okay, so you still have my conversations?
I don't delete them.
I do.
Why?
Like every 2 months I go and I'm like, why do I have all this stuff here? So I'll just start deleting.
I just don't. I don't take the
really?
Time.
No. Okay. Why?
No. So while she's go ahead.
Why didn't you should have said hi, Clay?
You wouldn't have known me from Adam.
You should have pretended like you were a huge fan.
And then your kids might have drowned.
You would have said Clay, and I would have said, oh, the guy that has the guys' nights once a week, okay. And you're married to the optometrist.
And the fire pit and stuff. And
exactly.
Did you find a picture?
Almost. I just saw it. Hang on.
I would say everything was in full bloom.
Yeah.
I think so.
It was the summer, at least.
All right, carry on. Oh, wait, here's a picture.
What's that date?
Let me see if the date's on it. Find the date.
So how to live a longer life, according to a biochemist. Do some strength training. It says we lose 3 to 8% of muscle mass per decade at the rate, and the rate increases after age 60. So do a lot of strength training. Protein intake varies from person to person, but get the protein so your muscles don't wilt away. And adequate sun. Vitamin D is crucial, so get a lot of vitamin D.
That's true.
It says that will those three things will help you live longer. I don't know.
November. Does that sound right?
Of 20?
Yeah.
I could believe that.
Yeah. Okay. That wasn't that long ago.
I was going to say that goes against what I said if everything was in bloom then. So it had to be obviously fall.
Yeah.
I think that's what the date was, but that seems so late to be there.
I don't know. It wasn't super cold.
Okay.
So we were just playing a game.
No, the boys were in the pond.
And talking about game. Wow. Talking about games, game nights end with arguments and fights for many Americans. A new survey by Z-Man Games finds 20% of Americans say their game nights are usually ruined by competitive and unfriendly behavior. We were talking about this earlier in the show. The most common game night disruptions include someone quitting because they're losing. That's 46%. Someone accusing another one of cheating, 44%. Two or more players getting into an argument, 44%. And believe it or not, 11% of people say they've seen a fight break out at a game night. Because of such drama, 22% have banned a particular player from their game night. Another 22% have banned certain games that tend to cause fights, like Monopoly. Never play that. That game's boring.
It's boring.
Uno. Yeah. Play a lot of Uno. Sorry, Scrabble, and Jenga are the most likely games to be banned.
Yeah. I think Monopoly, you've got so much time for emotions to ramp up.
Right. And it's just so boring. Add some life to that game, you gotta fight. Or something. I don't know. Okay. Tell me how you feel about this. Couples who make love once a week are the happiest. According to a study, couples who do it once a week are more likely to feel satisfied in the relationship than others who don't. But more isn't better in this case, as the research finds that more lovemaking than that didn't add to the relationship satisfaction. The type of lovemaking you're having makes a difference as well. And Kerner says there are three different kinds: recreational, just for fun; relational, or to feel connected to your partner; and procreative, or to make babies. So when it comes to relational, the kind that boosts your bond with your partner, Kerner advises committing to doing that once a week. Are you guys on board with that?
Interesting.
Relational to, you know?
I don't think naughty time once a week necessarily means healthy.
No, but it's saying in general. Are you not a once a weeker?
I think, like, what if you've got two people and not both of them, like, care or want it? Once a week.
Are you talking about Will?
You.
I know Will. I know Will, and he's like, I want it all the time. Of course he doesn't.
I'm not discussing this.
Hey, if you do it right the first time, it'll hold you over for a couple weeks.
For a couple years? Is that what you're saying? We have our kids. We don't need to do it anymore. Clay, you on board?
I'm not discussing this. So when you have kids, is a true question. I don't have kids. Do you have to be quieter?
Quieter for what?
I mean, just like, do you have to sneak around? Yeah. I mean, are you?
Oh, I don't know.
You have kids.
You wait till they go to sleep, or you put them on a different level than you, like Brock does.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I don't know.
And put them above you, not below you.
All right. And then this other survey says half of Americans say their partner is the worst lovemaking they've ever had. So
is it 50%?
Yeah. They say half of couples surveyed describe their current partner as the worst they've ever had in the bed, in the sheets. 20% of people say they've had more than 10 awful sexual encounters over the course of their life, although the average is about 7. So.
Interesting.
Wow.
I would say Will's probably your best, right, Marcy?
Because you know my list. He's the only. He's the only. So he equals best.
I can't wait for my first time. Oh, just a few more days.
Yes.
Don't you have a kid?
Nope.
Okay.
That was Immaculate Conception. So 24 more days for me.
Yeah. Woo!
So what is your, so you got one son home right now, Marcy.
Yeah.
Where's the other son?
He's at daycare.
Oh, cool. I bet you're happy about that.
Older, well, younger?
I'm feeling He's mom younger. Guilt.
Why?
Yeah. Because, well, so we made the decision to keep Drew home instead of sending him to day camp every day, like normal, since I'm home. Uh-huh. But it's already like proven to be hard that I have to get the other one up and make him go to school.
Oh,
the other one gets to stay home.
Probably not happy about that.
I mean, he doesn't know because I lied to him.
Oh.
And I said, Drew's going to camp because that's the norm. But I
lied to him.
I do. I fib.
You got to do what you got to do as a parent. You know,
I got to do what I got to do. He's starting golf. Like, he's going to start golf lessons next week. And then I'm looking into like doing a 1 week camp a few times over the summer.
Well, good.
So, yeah. So he's going to have stuff to do, but he's the easy one. He's downstairs on Fortnite and he could do that all day if I let him.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you bring that up. Here's a parenting hack to keep your kids from spending all summer on their screens.
Okay.
To make sure your kid does this, let's see, more this summer than play Minecraft or Fortnite, it says, use a checklist that requires them to finish tasks before they get to use the tech each day. You can customize the checklist to include personal tasks, chores, activities you want them to accomplish. Like, for the personal stuff, brush and floss your teeth, bathe and shower, wash your face, get dressed, eat breakfast. Household chores, clean your room, make your bed, dirty clothes, all that kind of stuff. Screenless activities to engage in, read for 30 minutes, paint and color, write, build something, play outside, ask adults if they need help with anything. So do your kids have a Switch, a Nintendo Switch?
Yes.
Do you find that they get angry when they play on that?
Angry, no.
Like, depending on the game.
Passionate, intense, yes.
Because we had this conversation, one of Ashton's sons, her youngest, she saw that when he would play this, it made him angry. Like, he would get mad and angry. Mm. So she took it away, and he hasn't played it for several months.
Oh.
And it's really helped his attitude. We had dinner with our friends Zach and Megan last night, and their sons are that same age. And they said, yeah, we bought our kids Nintendo Switches, thinking, you know, that'd be better than playing on Xbox or something. And we've noticed, and they brought this up, and we've noticed that they've been getting really angry. Mm. And Ashley and I looked at each other like, good. It wasn't just her and her son, you know. This is actually a thing. When they play this certain game or these certain games, they get mad and get angry. And so they've had to take it away from their kids and not let them play so much because it changes their attitude.
That's like, why I stopped.
Were you playing?
At a younger age.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back when they had cords from your remote control to the box.
Back in the day. You had to sit closer.
Oh, absolutely. I remember getting so mad, I stepped on the controller and pulled the wire out.
Yep.
And after that, I was like, no, it can change your attitude. This is not worth it.
No.
I don't know. It brought out the worst in me. So I was like, nah, that's enough.
Yep. But you haven't noticed your kids? I mean, your kids are mean and bad anyway, so.
Uh-huh. So Drew's the only one that plays on the Switch, and Fortnite is his favorite game, and he will get, like, what's the word? It's not heated, but, like, into the game.
Yeah.
To the point where he's, like, just getting kind of, I don't know what the word is, just overly excited, I guess.
Passionate. Passionate's a good word.
Passionate about it, yes. And it's not always, like, happy. It could be more like, no, like, don't do that, come this way, like that.
But his attitude hasn't changed towards you or his brother?
No, he gets mad when we tell him he has to get off of it.
Yeah.
But then he gets over it real quick. But like last night, we let him stay up extra late since it was the last day of school, and he was playing, and I was laying in bed, and all of a sudden I heard him, because I could hear him constantly, and he goes, God, God, God. Well, we don't say God in our house.
Yeah.
And I came out and I said, Drew, you're done.
They're atheists. So. So they don't.
Like, he knows better. So he was crossing the line with what he was saying. But I haven't seen him get angry, like, beyond
to that
playing
level.
That. Yeah, like, it's not affecting the rest of his life. Now, we do have to adjust because he's going to be home. So, like, I'm still working out the schedule, but he's got his Chromebook. Mm-hmm. So he knows that starting next week, he's going to be earning his screen time. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on his Chromebook doing, like, school programs to earn some of his screen time. Okay. Like, that'll be a daily thing. He'll have some chores. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet. Oh, my dog just farted.
Oh,
my God.
That's cool.
He's right behind me. So gross.
So you have a limited amount of time that they could play.
It will be. Like, right now, we come home from school, and it only ends up being like an hour.
Okay.
Because of dinner, bath, and all that. But now he's going to be home all the time. So I'm going to be figuring out a schedule for him where he gets, like, you know, certain days he'll get 1 hour, certain days he might get two, and then certain days he'll get no hours. And I'm going to figure it out based on everything going on. We luckily have a neighborhood pool, so we'll probably be going there multiple times a week. We have ponds, so we can go fishing. We'll probably go biking. You know, we'll be doing more of that kind of stuff. But
you're going to come to Brock's neighborhood and visit.
Yeah, we can come and see Brock, and probably Brimley will be there sometimes.
You can use Brock's neighbor's pool.
I want to use Brock's toys his garage.
So, speaking of that,
yeah,
my daughter and her friends just rule this neighborhood now. So my daughter comes over. She gets home from camp. Her mom lets me have her for about 4 hours to come hang out with me and chill because I lost my days with her this week because she was gone Sunday, Monday, and, you know, those are my main days. And so we come to we went and ate at Crepes Paulette, first of all, which was great. Then we come to the house. She immediately runs to her friend's house. She gets on the motorcycle and the four-wheeler, and they take off running around the street. And then the other kids come and say, "Can I ride the stand-up scooter?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's fine." So they grab the other scooters. They're all, like, putzing around the neighborhood, like the electric gang or something. It's hilarious. I'm like, so Brimley, come play with your dad. Come hang out with your... "I'll be there later, Dad. I'll be there later."
So these are all your toys?
Yeah.
The four-wheeler and all that stuff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool.
They're kids. They're little kids.
Oh, the little...
So I got it for Brimley for her birthday. I got her the four-wheeler. It's a Razor four-wheeler. And then for Christmas, Ashton got her oldest son, Carson, the Razor motorcycle. Hmm. I'll show you after the show.
Okay.
And then I have two stand-up scooters.
Yeah, I want to ride that.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
And then I have a stand-up Segway, like, hoverboard.
Okay.
Have one of those. I'm looking to possibly get a Segway, what are they called? Go-kart. They have Segway go-karts now.
I saw that. I read something on that the other day.
But they love riding in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
They love it. We went to, for Memorial Day, we went to Ashton's sister's house, and next door is a lady, and they have two of the Razor motorcycles. So we grabbed those, and I had brought the other one. So we had three of the motorcycles we were riding around the neighborhood. They let us borrow them. Mm. They're fun. The kids love it. It's a blast. We were playing scooter tag, me against these two boys across the street, and mine is a lot faster. So I'm standing up. I turned so fast, I wrecked it in the road. Like, it flipped over and I did a somersault on my hands, somersault. It did not feel good. Because I was going pretty fast.
It was on asphalt.
I jumped up, got back on, pretend like it didn't hurt at all. I was like, "Whoa, that was awesome."
So when you talk about a scooter, are we talking like a Lime or a Bird?
Kind of like those, but these are different brands.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. But
those are pretty quick.
It goes...
They're fun.
If you're going down the hill, it goes up to like 17 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I need to get a new one.
Yeah.
I got one of them doesn't work right, so I need to send it back, but... Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Just riding around the neighborhood. It's what we do.
Well, I'm going to start coming over here.
So Josh is downstairs right now, Marcy, out in my front yard. He's redoing all our plants in our front yard. Yeah.
I thought he already did that.
Not the front yard plants, no. Ashton's been picking. She picked out a whole bunch of them, and now he's cleared what we had out there and replanting and doing all this. It's going to be a jungle out there.
Why don't you set him free so I can use him?
Yeah, no joke. That's what I was getting ready to say. Brock's like, "I got this great guy."
Yeah.
And I call him and I text him. And he's like, "I'm busy with Brock."
He's not taking on new clients. He works for me full time.
I'm not a new client.
He's not taking on new work. He works for me. He's doing this, and he's fixing one of my Buicks. So onto the car thing. I know people listening are wondering, what car did Brock and Ashton buy?
Oh, yeah.
We got a Lamborghini.
That's not what I saw when
she's
I walked in.
She's still driving your car, isn't
so she's,
she?
Yeah, so we... This is funny. So I showed up on Memorial Day at her sister Erin's house, and Ashton goes, the first thing she did, she goes, hey, Carson, tell Brock what you were telling me about the Jeep, because Ashton wants a Jeep. Mm. We're just trying to figure it out.
Nice.
And he goes, yeah, don't get a Jeep. I go, oh. I go, first of all, before we start this conversation,
why?
Have you and I talked about a Jeep at all? He goes, no. I go, okay, continue. Because I didn't want her to think that I had influenced him
sure.
in any way. He goes, my friend has a Jeep on my baseball team, and there's no room in the back when we sit back there. There's no room. I don't like how it feels. I go, okay, and you're the one that's going to be sitting in the back, correct? He's like, yeah. I go, and you don't like how it feels? It's uncomfortable? Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate it. I go, because this car would be to drive you and your brother and Brimley around to and fro activities. And you don't like the way it feels once again? It's like, no, don't get a Jeep. Get a Tesla. Go.
Okay, so that was a kid talking about the backseat being uncomfortable.
Correct, because he rode in his friend's Jeep. His friends have a Jeep as well. And?
Oh, it was Ashton's son.
Yes. Yeah. That's what I said.
Oh, we're completely delayed.
What is happening?
I don't know. Are we back now? You hear me?
Yeah, I think we're back.
Okay, like the screen is frozen a little bit too. Weird.
You're back now.
Stop it. Okay, try it one more time.
Okay, and respond.
Jeez. Okay, that was Ashton's son saying that.
Yes. Yeah, because he rode in his friend's
Okay, now
Jeep.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And it was the exact same Jeep?
Yeah, it was a four-door. It was a 2020. Yeah, and they haven't changed. Jeeps really haven't changed.
So what was Ashton's response to that?
I mean, she understood. I just was listening because we haven't made a decision.
Okay, so you're still on the Jeep as a possible vehicle for you.
Yeah.
Because you already have a minivan picked out that you want to get.
No, not so necessarily. I like the Kia Carnival. It's a nice vehicle. But yeah, we also like Tellurides and Palisades and all that. It's just what makes the most sense for the family.
All I know is what I said the last time, that I've driven a car that I didn't want, but I got because someone else wanted me to get it. And I didn't love it the okay. whole time. I was kind of,
well,
you know,
I'm
annoyed.
Not picking it. This was her son. And then every time we bring up Jeeps to anybody, they're like, oh, don't get a Jeep. We had a Jeep. It was awful. and I'm not like saying anything. I don't care.
No, but that's you. That is just someone's opinion, and everyone has different needs, and everyone's a different size. So you can't go off of, oh, it was uncomfortable.
What about her son who will be riding in the back?
Well, I think he needs to give it a second chance. We don't know the exact situation, and he can probably ride in the front soon too. Carson's a pretty big kid.
Yeah, but if we're all riding together,
then you'll go in your car.
Get out of here.
All right. So wait. Tell me. So have you heard this service? We're getting ready to travel, and the rental car industry they're like,
you're
maxed
right.
out. So there's this service called Turo.
I'm about to rent a car from Turo.
Okay. And you can actually try out a Jeep.
Yeah, I know.
Do it on like a baseball day or something.
Yeah.
How's this work out? Or a Tesla.
No. So
that's a good idea.
We have booked our honeymoon. We're going to Eureka Springs. Have you heard of it? We're going to Eureka for 4 days, four nights.
Silver Dollar City?
No, we're going to California, actually. Mm. We decided to do we're going to Napa, Sonoma area and get to spend a few days there. And because we're planning a big trip for my 40th birthday. So we decided we're going to fly into San Francisco, spend a day there, drive to Napa, spend a couple days there, and then leave that Friday, go to Vegas, and go see Dave Chappelle at MGM. I already bought tickets.
Oh, he's on again.
Yeah. And see him. He's on my bucket list. So we're going to go see Dave Chappelle, and then we'll come back that Saturday. So help me pick this one excursion. Should we do a wine train? That's a train that goes through all the vineyards. It lasts like 3 to 4 hours. Or a hot air balloon that takes you over everything.
Hot air balloon.
Same cost for both. What do you think, Clay?
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon.
But the Grand Canyon? Well, we're not close to the Grand Canyon, are we?
Yeah, over by Las Vegas it is.
Well, no, we're not going to be in Vegas, but that one night.
Oh, just the
this is in Napa.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that. Hot air balloon.
Hot air balloon. I'm on board with that too. Yeah. It's also a bucket list thing. Yeah. And we get to see all the vineyards, all the beautiful, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So that's what we're going to do for our honeymoon.
And you're renting a vehicle.
That's so we're going to rent. Doing?
Huh?
That's for, like, coming up soon. You're going to do that?
Yeah, we already booked it.
So what does your 40th birthday have to do with that?
It's next year. We're planning a trip out of the country for next year.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Aturo, speaking of Aturo, I looked online at cars, way expensive on like Enterprise and all those websites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So Turo, half the cost.
Sure.
And Turo, if you're listening and you're like, what's Turo? It's like Airbnb for cars. Mm-hmm. So you rent it from somebody who wants to rent out their car and then you pay a price and then you give it back and whatever. Just like regular rental, and but it's the Airbnb style from person to person. So they have Teslas on there. But Dustin, who has been to Napa, said if you're going there, and this is from several people that have been there, they said if you're driving, get a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you go up Highway 1 where the ocean is there and then the mountains. He said, you got to have a convertible.
Yeah, my
so they have Jeeps. There was a Jeep I found and then a couple of Mustang convertibles that were there as well that we could rent for way cheaper than, you know, we could get through an actual company. Mm-hmm. So that might be what we end up doing. Yeah. So
Highway 1's beautiful.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Marcy, have you ever been out there? No.
No.
Have y'all been out west? Have you just driven out west, period?
Driven?
Yes, driven.
No.
You got to get past Kansas, but after that, it's beautiful. Nobody goes out there.
It is.
It's the one. You call it the one?
Highway 1.
Highway 1?
Is that the one that runs through Malibu on the coast?
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, I have been
all
on
the way
then.
Up. All the way up. Yeah.
Up into Oregon.
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
They show it a lot in movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Because the ocean's right there. The mountains are on your other side.
Is it the last scene of Bittersweet Symphony?
Is that
or not
movie?
Bittersweet Symphony?
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions.
Let's look. Cruel okay. Intentions. Last scene. Highway. See what it says. Cruel Intentions. Ending scene. She was on the road. I don't. It probably
doesn't say. Oh,
it looks like it.
Random.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do. So
cool. When do you leave?
We leave on the 28th, get back on the 3rd. So what are we doing for July 4th, everyone?
Dang.
Oh no, we haven't even thought that far ahead. We'll be just getting back into town.
We got to figure something out.
Where are you going?
Denver. Every year she has this huge expo and it's right around our anniversary. So we tag on 5 days and, you know, in the front of that, and then business on the back end of that. And so
it's like a mullet party in the front, business in the back.
It is a mullet. The mullet
business
convention.
In the front, party in the back.
That's true.
So, yeah.
Wait, I have a question for you, Clay.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you mixed?
Am I what?
Mixed you with think, anything?
Like, what do you think he's mixed with first?
Your ethnicity? I could see maybe some Italian.
Okay.
What's your last name?
Starkey.
Here's the deal.
Starkey doesn't. Okay.
His dad is white. His mom's African American, so.
No.
Yeah. Yep.
No. Uh-huh. Okay, or I can see some, maybe some Indian.
Yes, I have quite a bit of Indian.
Aha! See?
Yeah. What kind of Indian, though?
Well, one side is Cherokee, the other is...
In the cupboard?
What's that?
Indian in the cupboard. Cherokee and what?
Choctaw.
The kind in the cupboard.
So, hey, Splinwood, it's time for your joke of the day. What are two things you can never eat for breakfast?
I don't know. What are two things you can never eat for breakfast?
Lunch and dinner.
Boom. Okay, go ahead, Clay.
I know. Go ahead. Cherokee.
Cherokee on one side, Choctaw on the other.
All right.
So, not.
Nothing. Are you an Indian outlaw?
No.
I'm an Indian outlaw.
I don't think so. I tan real easily.
He does. He gets very dark.
I tan.
What is Belinda? Is she just white?
Yeah.
Was she? Do you have any Indian or anything?
Yeah, she does. She does. It's on one side of her family.
Okay.
But she's as white as a sheet. She'll burn super quick.
Same here.
I'll tan within 6 hours. I'll get a burn and it'll change in 6 hours.
He's like you, Marcy. Hey, Marcy, have you ever heard of Indiana's Goods Candy Shop?
Uh-uh.
So they recently posted a less than cheery ad looking to fill 3 positions. So the ad received over 44,000 comments, with many calling it sexist. So it's gone viral. They say, let me see, despite claiming their motto was work hard, be nice, they're not looking for whiners and complainers. Let me see. It says, let me see here. The list includes the Randy Good went on a rant about all types of employees they had in the past, including the complainer, whiner, lazy, manipulative, roamers, hiders, absent or late, liars, haters, clock watchers, willful, controller, passive aggressor, puker, and worst of all, combine the splitters. That was bad enough. What really got folks riled up was his explanation of what a splitter was. Splitting is a behavior of girls, young mostly, but not always. Usually taught by their mothers, he shared. This is the person who talks about others in an attempt to split people apart and feel better about themselves, he added. It's such a common thing among girls. This is where toxicity and drama find their roots. Boys seldom practice this. They just duke it out. He put this in his post for a job.
Wow.
So, yeah. Basically saying girls, you'd rather drama. Hire a boy than girl.
Yikes.
So would you agree with that, Marcy?
No.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. Plus, that's illegal.
Yeah.
But sometimes we don't see that.
Right.
Girls can simply be a little more emotional than boys in certain situations. That doesn't mean that we're going to take it to extreme levels.
Huh. Yeah. Meh. Agree to disagree. So have you had your caffeine this morning?
I'm back on the bang.
So caffeine is no substitute, Marcy, for actual sleep, according to a study. So sleep is better for you than just drinking caffeine. Caffeine may improve the ability to stay awake and attend to a task, but it doesn't do much to prevent the sort of procedural errors that can cause things like medical mistakes and car accidents. So I don't know.
So what are you drinking over there?
Bye.
Yeah. Do you drink coffee?
Not normally, no.
But okay, do you consume caffeine?
A little bit of green tea.
Okay.
But not like I can tell when I actually have caffeine.
Okay.
It makes me like,
jittery.
Yeah.
Anxious.
Yeah. Yep. So what do you got over there, Marcy? Have you guys planned out a trip for this summer?
No, but I want to tell you about my weekend.
All right. Tell me about your weekend.
So we went to a cabin on the Buffalo River. There were 5 families in our cabin and then a cabin down the street with 3 more families. And I think 6 kids total, 6 or 9.
We were driving that way and you never sent me the address. So send me a picture of Will flipping me off.
I'm so thankful for my friends, this couple that we've been friends with since we moved here, because they are like really adventurous and into all kinds of stuff like that. So I got to go. You're outdoorsy, Clay.
Oh, absolutely.
So I got to go canoeing for the first time.
Yay. Ever?
Yeah.
What?
First time ever.
Wow.
Yeah. So we had 5 canoes and like each family had one. We were pulling tubes behind us. you know, so we'd mix and match the kids and we'd all switch around and stuff.
But it was, the water had to be cold.
So Saturday was too cold and too rough and they would only let experienced canoers on the water.
And that's not you.
So we, no. So Sunday though was like 20 degrees warmer. So it was way nicer, but the water was super cold and all of us turned over at some point and it was kind of scary. It was more scary than I expected. Cause you know, you usually are turning over in a current and going around a corner. And that's what happened to us. And like, we turned over and like your body was shocked by the cold.
Oh, I bet.
It was crazy. So like you don't, you're, if you've never done it like us, you're not really prepared. So as soon as we turned over, we kind of all went our own direction.
Sure.
And the current just took us away. So I grabbed onto Jackson and I'm trying to swim this way, but the current's taking me that way. It was really scary for like a half a minute. But then once we got to the shore and then the other boats see you, like our other friends, and they all like try to help out and start grabbing things that fell in the water and stuff. So it was intense, but it was a lot of fun. And now I want a paddleboard.
Oh,
I want to do that. And we're trying to find like a used canoe and a used paddleboard and stuff like that.
What? How about to buy?
Yeah,
sure.
How about you paddleboard before you buy one?
If no, I'm like confident. It. I'm feeling confident.
So I switched to a kayak from a canoe years ago.
Well, kayak is just one person.
Well, it can be two.
Yeah, but you probably got a one person. It's a lot easier.
Oh, it's a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
To me, it's more fun.
Well, you have more control over it, too.
Well, you do, because in a canoe, you have to trust the other person. And how well do they...
I don't trust them.
You know what? This is another question. What have you and Ashton done before you've gotten married? Canoeing is one. If you don't know somebody, go canoeing with them.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Play golf. I don't want to ruin the relationship.
Back a trailer into the water or with her help. Dude, you like hard stuff. Have y'all done any like hard stuff?
I don't know.
Neither one of you are outdoorsy, right? Like to the point that you would be doing that stuff?
Well, we went hiking on Sunday. We went to Devil's Den. I'd never hiked
it. You got to lay off the hiking.
Hawksbill. And she's talking about snakes. I'm like, we won't see a snake. We saw a snake.
Did you?
I had to run around it. Yeah. But we made it to the top and we took pictures and stuff. And
it's like Michael running out of a office on fire.
Yeah. I'm like, save yourself, Ashton. Save yourself.
Okay. Water sports is a new level though, because that is scary. That's scary if you don't know what you're doing for sure.
Yeah.
So where did you put in? Ponca or Still Creek?
She doesn't know.
Nope. No, I do know. It was Ozark the name of a spot to put in. And then we got off at maybe Pruitt Landing.
Yeah, Pruitt's one. Yeah.
No, it was okay. So here's the other thing. So there's a total of 6-8 adults. And 7 kids. Uh-huh. That's our group. It's huge.
Whoa.
And it was supposed to take us 4 hours to float the Buffalo from where we were going. Took us over 7 hours.
Oh,
gracious.
With that group, many kids. But we stopped. We stopped like semi-frequently to get out, stretch our legs, go to the bathroom, have snacks, let the kids run. But it was never again doing it this long.
Yeah.
Wow. But okay, Clay, where do I get, like, if I want to borrow or rent a paddleboard to try out, where do I go?
I think those outfits do that. I don't know. What are some Wild Bill's? Buffalo Outdoor. Yeah. Buffalo Outdoor Center.
Okay.
And there's a couple of others, but it sounds like you were more south than the upper portion of Ponca and Steel Creek. Cause most people put in there and then take out Kyle's Landing, but I think you can do Kyle's Landing and then I think Pruitt's after that.
Well, you can do the paddleboard at Beaver Lake.
Yeah, you can.
You can download, you can rent at Beaver Lake Outdoor Center. You can download.
Okay.
Is that new place in Prairie Creek?
Download. I don't know. I just looked it up. It's on Google.
Yeah, there's a place in Prairie Creek right at the top.
Yeah, you can download that stuff. And it'd probably be easier in a lake than a river to paddleboard.
Well, okay, so
this is my paddleboard plan. In rivers.
So Clay, my husband has a bass boat.
Okay.
So not exactly a pleasure cruiser, but we'll take it out on the weekends in the summer with our boys and pull into a cove and then just jump off the boat, play, swim, have snacks. So I want to take a paddleboard into the cove and just paddle around there.
Yeah. It's a good workout. It's good workout.
Have you done it?
No, this guy that I know, he just got into it, and he's probably in his late 40s. Ripped. Okay. He is ripped.
Yeah.
And well, he just got into paddleboarding. He said it's one of the best workouts he does.
I could see you getting into it, Brock, too.
Because I got a good body or what?
Because it's like, it feels like, it just seems like a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever since Brock started working out, he always wants to take his shirt off. Leave it on.
Yeah.
Leave it on.
Welcome to my world.
Hey. No, I think Prairie Creek Marina actually started having yoga classes. Heck, just staying on one.
No, they do yoga classes on those. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they had one last year.
My friend is the one who runs that.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Her name's Jennifer. Yeah.
That's a workout thing.
She runs the whole thing. Yeah. So that's cool. But Marcy's into water sports now.
Apparently.
I just will get on a boat and you can pull me on skis. That's what I like.
Oh.
That's what
that's hard. That's not easy.
It's so much fun. I love to ski. So check this out. This bride planned to serve only one chicken tender to each of her guests at her wedding.
Mm.
So this bride appeared to be skimping on some of her stuff. So the revelation came in a post on Reddit's wedding shaming page with the poster noting that the mother of the groom had paid a lot for that of aspects of the 200 guest wedding, including the venue and more, spending already $10,000. The bride even asked her future sister-in-law to be her maid of honor, expecting her to pay for the entire bachelorette party, with the groom's mother wound up picking the $3,000 tab up. So, but then things took a turn for the outrageous, it says. Seems the bride asked her future mother-in-law to pick up the food for her guests on the day of the wedding, noting the bride only ordered 200 chicken tenders. 200. For the entire affair. That's it. That's all the food they've thought to order for the wedding. The post reads 200 individual chicken tenders for 200 people.
No sides?
Oh, and an open bar and a wedding cake.
Oh, my God.
According to the post, the mother and groom then started calling catering companies and got someone to take care of things, but she had to pay for it, which was probably the bride's plan all along. Yeah. So how do you guys feel about that?
How much are weddings now? That's the question.
Weddings are expensive, and if you're bringing 200 people, you have to feed them, say, a minimum of $10 per plate, which that's on the low end.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Food is one of the more expensive things for a wedding, but I think this bride, yeah, not a nice bride. But she ordered 200 chicken tenders for the wedding. That's all the food we're going to get.
Yeah, I think it's a little obvious. I mean, if you're going to save money somewhere else.
So a TikTok user named Emma recently shared a list of rules her boyfriend's mother made for anyone dating her son. The list includes rules about how they should dress, about what she'd do if sexts show up on his phone, and more. Here's what it says. The rules include, he's a mama's boy. Unless you have a ring on your finger, your opinion does not matter. He's a gentleman. I taught him that. You better act like a lady, and you deserve that. If you show up in my house looking like a stripper, I will make you go away. If I see sex on his phone, I will make you go away. He is not your ATM. You are not in charge of him, and it is not up to you to change him. I like this list. How do you feel about this list, Marcy? Because you have sons.
I know, but read it again.
Basically, she says, your opinion doesn't matter unless you have a ring on your finger. He's a gentleman, so you better act like a lady. You show up looking like a stripper, she will make you go away. If you sext him, she will make you go away. He's not your ATM, and you're not in charge of him, and it is not up to you to change him.
Dang.
I think it's reasonable.
She's like, you know what? My son deserves better than that.
What does go away mean, though?
I will make you go away.
Oh, yikes.
You'll be dead. No, I don't know about that, but how do you feel, Marcy? Would you write this list?
It feels a little harsh, but I'm sure when I get to that point in our lives, I will be like pretty, I don't know, stern with the girls, like not trying to be their best friends.
Right.
You know?
So speaking of weddings, going back to the wedding story, I did a wedding at Botanical Gardens on Saturday. It was an amazing wedding. So the wedding planner gave me a sheet. She says, here's the names of the couples. that you're going to be introduced. I said, I just need first names. So she wrote it all out for me, handed me the sheet. So I got everybody in line, said everybody's name, go to introduce them, say it. And then I was like, let's give it up for Mr. and Mrs. And I can't remember the last name. So we're going to say Starkey. Lance Starkey. And they were cheering, but not that hard. They weren't that excited. Like, give it up for Mr. and Mrs. Lance Starkey. Let's go. And they make it to the end of the tunnel that they had created. And they look over at me and they go, Lance is his brother.
Oh, no.
I go on the mic. I go, hey, guys, that's what my sheet says. They go, his name's Kyle. Give it up for Kyle Starkey. And then they all started cheering. I go, it was on my sheet. I'm so sorry. So they were laughing it off and everybody's eating. I go up to him. I go, hey, that's what it says. I'm so sorry. I go, I, what's his name? Anchorman guy. I Ron Burgundy'd it.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, we thought his brother was playing a joke on us. We thought it was hilarious. Oh. I go, no, the wedding planner wrote it down wrong. I'm so sorry. And I went to her. She's like, oh, man, I'm so sorry. I just did Lance's wedding a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
But the couple thought it was hilarious. So we did the first dances. And after the mother-son dance, it's about to start getting everybody on the dance. So I said, oh, we have one more special dance. If the bride and her other husband, Lance, could please join each other on the dance floor. They laughed. I said, nah, I'm kidding. Everybody on the dance floor. Let's get this party going. But they had a great time. They thought it was hilarious. You know, couples just take their wedding day so serious that they can't laugh and just enjoy it. This couple was the ultimate couple that just loved the whole time. You know,
good.
They were on the dance floor. They partied. It was great. So
the thing about
big weddings, shout out to Hannah and Kyle.
Yeah. The thing about weddings are something's going to go wrong. It's just at what level.
Yeah. So you shouldn't be so serious because most of the time your guests don't know that anything went wrong.
Yeah.
They don't know. And if you, it's like being on stage and being a singer and messing up your words and then your face makes a face and people are like, oh, something happened.
Yeah.
They messed up. And most of the time they would never know, you know? And I forgot to mention this, the week before last, I got to go over to the Musselman's house and do an event for the Razorbacks.
Saw that Instagram. That
was which was great. It was awesome. Like a super nice house. I got to play music out by their pool for the new players that were coming in and meet all the new Razorback players. And they had a dance off and everything. Coach was awesome. I said, Coach, so what do you like to do? This is before everyone got there. What do you like to do outside of basketball? Danielle just kind of laughed. I go, oh, so you're all basketball all the time? He's like, well, you know, stay busy. I said, well, when you figure out something that you like to do that's not basketball, let me know and we can hang out. He's like, I love basketball, but we need to do something outside of basketball. She's like, oh, that would be great. I think that'd be great.
So he's 100%er all the time.
Well, it's just like you don't watch TV, but on Disney, they have a new show about that has John Stamos in it. And he's a college basketball coach that... It's kind of like Bobby Knight. He throws a chair on the court, but he hits a ref in the face.
Oh,
so
no.
He gets banned. He gets kicked out of college basketball. And they were like, yeah, we love that show. I said, yeah, because I said, Eric, you can relate to John Stamos' character. He's all basketball all the time and doesn't know what else to do outside of basketball.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, you know. So that's their favorite show right now. But in John Stamos' character, he gets moved and starts doing an all-girls school basketball team, and he's all basketball all the time. So,
yeah,
but Eric was cool. It was the first time I got to meet him. Danielle was awesome. She was asking where you were. Candace drove by because it was in her neighborhood, and she goes, oh, so you drove the nice vehicle because I drove my purple Buick. I said, yeah, this is. I don't care what neighborhood I'm in. This is the ride. This is the Lamborghini of Buicks.
Exactly.
So, but it was cool. So big shout out to the
muscle. Candace go, did she go in or she just stopped to see you?
No, she just drove by.
Oh, you didn't even talk to her.
No, not at all. I tried to go by and see her, but she was at dinner. So.
Oh.
Yeah, good times.
Okay.
Good times. So do you got some celebrity gossip for us, Marcy?
Yeah.
Any celebrity gossip? Let's get, that's the wrong button. Let's do this one. There we go.
Bennifer 2.0 is on.
Are they back officially?
What do you think of that? It's like all but official, and I would not have called this, but It's looking like they're getting very cuddly and PDA all over the place. Spent all of Memorial Day weekend together. What do you think, Clay, of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck?
Oh, I don't know.
Because you were a young guy when they were first together.
Yeah. Well, I read something that she got back with Ben to make him mad.
I think that's originally what happened, and then they rekindled their relationship.
Yeah. And I don't even know what to take of this. I don't know.
You know,
real?
On one
is
hand.
Is it not real? Is
right.
Do scars get torn back open after 6 months?
Yeah.
On one hand, it's a little strange that they would get back together so quickly. The other hand is we don't care. So
right.
Whatever. But, you know, that's all anybody can talk about. So it looks like they are back together. I'm a little bit surprised just because they both have kids. And especially for Jennifer, who's literally straight out of one relationship where her kids had a, you know, are close to A-Rod. Into this other relationship, most of the time you see parents wanting to have a little bit of space,
right,
before they go do that. But
not in the celebrity world, baby.
She's got so many homes that she's probably living one life in one house and another in another house. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so we are John Krasinski fans.
Yes.
His wife is in this new movie that's out right now. What's it called?
Quiet Place Two. Heard it was awesome.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the first one?
I saw the first one, yeah.
Okay.
I heard it was better than the first one.
I haven't seen either of them. Amy Schumer went and saw the movie. She commented on social media and made a comment that John Krasinski and Emily Blunt only have a marriage for publicity.
I think she was joking.
What does that mean? I read that.
She said, I've said for a long time, I think Emily and John have a pretend marriage for publicity. I don't know if she was joking or not.
I don't know.
It didn't sound joking to me.
What publicity? That just didn't make sense to me.
Like, it looks good. They're both stars. They play off each other. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Replied and said, thank you, Amy, for blowing up our whole marriage spot.
As a joke. He played it off pretty cool.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So
he seems like
they
a cool guy.
Hopefully they were just joking about that. By the way, next week, The Bachelorette kicks off, and I was not going to watch it, and then I saw the trailer, and now I have to watch it. Are you going to?
I don't know. I do like Kate. She was interesting on the last, The Bachelor,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
If I watch it, you have to watch it.
I know.
All right.
It depends on if Ashton watches it or not.
All right. Okay, some quickies about some relationships. So we already talked about Matthew Perry and his fiance Molly Hurwitz are broken up. I feel for that guy. I hope that he's got good support around him with everything that's been going on in his life lately. All the bad press from the reunion.
Right.
Before that, he was being called out for being on that dating website and talking to young women, which I think was happening while he was still dating Molly Hurwitz. It's just not good. Not good. Yeah. If anybody could be unstable in that cast, it might be him. So yeah, they're over. Mike Epps and his wife, Kira, are expecting. And
okay.
Blair Underwood and his wife of 30 years are divorcing. He's on the market. He's a hottie.
Are you going to go for him?
Yeah, he'd probably be fine with it. Speaking of Will Smith updating the world on his physical transformation. We got that big, dad bod post.
Yeah.
Of him. And then Mark Wahlberg is trying to actually gain weight for a role. So they're doing it together and it's all being documented. But he showed an update of him in the gym. He's making some progress. So that's good. It's hashtag Big Willie Challenge if you want to.
I don't like that.
I
don't like that challenge.
Why?
Big Willie Challenge? Oh. I will lose every time.
Don't admit
I saw another challenge on TikTok the other day, and it was hilarious. It's for ALS. They did the ice bucket challenge.
Uh-huh.
This guy did.
Yeah.
It was called the ALS Piss Your Pants Challenge. So he's standing there on his front porch, and he goes, this is the Piss Your Pants Challenge for ALS. I call out Barack Obama, Ellen DeGeneres, and some other famous person. I challenge you to do this next. And then he's standing there, and he just starts pissing his pants.
What?
He's like, now it's your turn.
And you know what? This will probably take off.
Raising money for ALS, yeah. So I'm doing the poop your pants challenge.
Okay. Jimmy Fallon's new children's book is coming out next March. You're a big Jimmy Fallon fan, right?
Yeah, I haven't watched his show in a while, but yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
Let's see. What else? Kelly Osbourne. Did you see this is actually like a week old, but she's lost a lot of weight.
She has.
And she's posted some pictures. She looks amazing. And now some people, of course, are questioning her. That, what's going on here? What's wrong with her? She's just getting healthy.
She's come out and said that it was not drugs.
Yeah. She looks good. Jackson. She looks healthy.
Randy Jackson lost so much. He almost looks sick now.
Well, he could be. I don't know.
It's the shock of him looking different, looking healthy.
Sure.
Keith Urban is headed to Vegas for a residency. We've heard several of those announcements, so that's exciting. I didn't see it, but did you see Ed Sheeran and Courtney Cox remaking the Ross and Monica New Year's Eve routine?
No. Oh, yes. I did see that. Yes.
I didn't see it.
That was funny.
Yeah, I bet. And let's see what else is going on. I think that's about it. I don't think there was anything else big this week.
Cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Clay, do you got any Hollywood gossip?
I don't. I've been out of touch for the last 7 days.
Nothing for Clay. He's been out in the mountains.
Oh, you just got back.
Yeah, I just got back.
Just got back.
Up in the mountains. So, Clay. Trying to think anything else. Oh, here we go. Majority of Americans admit to using their cell phone on the toilet. Do you use your cell phone on the toilet? 73% of Americans do.
Yes.
Yeah? Marcy?
On occasion.
What are you doing while you're on the toilet otherwise?
Getting the heck out of there. I don't like to linger.
Yeah.
So it takes me a bit.
Really?
Yeah, because I can.
Vegan.
No, but I'll go get the first stuff done. And then I know if I sit and relaxed, more will come.
Sure.
And so I'm on there 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's where I get most of my thinking done, my work. I see,
That's the shower for me. I have all these ideas. I actually bought Crayola water crayons. They're not crayons. They're like markers.
Yeah.
You can mark on the wall.
Brimley has them.
Yeah.
They're for kids.
I make notes. Just don't use the red. The red's hard to come off.
They're for kids.
But I will tell you, I have a friend that every time he calls me from the bathroom.
That's his time to talk?
Yeah. I mean, am I that crappy friend? But no, it's just every time it's hollow sounding. And one time I asked him, I said, it sounds the same every time you call
right.
me. He's like, well, I just have a lot of time in here.
I need a friend.
Well, that doesn't make me feel good.
I need a friend.
Oh boy.
I don't know what I was going to say, but I use my cell phone all the time.
Here, I'll say something. FYI, I'm still looking for Alanis Morissette tickets. Clay, be on the lookout for me.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do it.
No.
Lawn.
Is that? Oh, Lawn at the Amp?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So Man, Three Doors Down was just announced.
Who?
Three Doors Down.
Yes.
Three
Doors
Down. They got a good lineup this year.
They do. Seether.
Slipknot.
Slipknot, Seether, all the cool bands, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm not fans of any of those.
Yeah.
Not those.
But, yeah. So
I can't believe Three Doors Down is touring. I didn't know they were active.
Are you pretty excited about that?
I'm not going.
Me neither.
But
me neither.
Yeah.
I'm just excited about my Dave Chappelle tickets. That's where it's at.
Where are you going to see him?
Where were you when we had this conversation?
Las Vegas.
Oh, wait. When did you say that?
About an hour ago.
I might have been cutting out.
When we were talking about what we're doing for a honeymoon, the last day we're
coming. Yeah, I was cutting out.
Okay, we're coming to Vegas, and we're just to see Dave Chappelle at MGM.
You know I'm a huge Dave Chappelle fan now, right?
Yeah, it was a bucket list thing. So if you and Will want to join us in Las Vegas on July
2nd. On your honeymoon? 2nd,
well, no. So we had invited my friend Adam and Chelsea to join us, and they were going to come, but they don't know if they can make it work. They were just going to fly in for the one day and go see the show.
Oh, that's
spend the
cool.
Night and then come back.
Yeah, I really like Dave Chappelle. I've been listening to him a lot lately.
So good. And he's got a podcast now. So,
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. It's he's a funny dude. It's Dave Chappelle and friends at the MGM Grand Auditorium there. So Ashton was just as excited as me, which makes my heart happy to know that we're on the same level with Chappelle. So.
You know, the last concert we went to, I was...
Yeah, I missed...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say I was cutting out, so I missed some of that. That's awesome.
Go ahead.
Yeah, last concert was, my wife said, we have tickets to the Killers. Never heard of them before.
You had never heard of the Killers?
I'm like,
oh my God, what a nerd.
Just judging a book by its cover, this is not something I want to be a part of.
Did I see you at that show? Because I was there. I was in the pit by myself.
No, we were texting back and forth, though.
Yes.
And I went, and it was fantastic. And they have, what is it? It's like 80s music. It
sounds a lot like 80s music.
Man, they had a lot of good stuff. I was impressed. I was like, I gotta get these guys music.
They were mainstream.
Gotta get down because I want it all.
Fine.
How did I end up like this? It was only a kiss. I love it. So this is one of the big wedding songs. People love this song at weddings.
Really?
Because they sing it and they jump. And it's, yeah. The Killers are great.
Yeah,
you put on a killer show.
You did.
I got my ticket that day for the pit, and I went by myself.
Oh, that was cool.
All right. What else do you got, Marcy? Anything? You're just blowing your nose.
Man, she is barely surviving.
We're seeing her on camera here.
Know.
She's like hanging on
I'm
the
so
mic.
Sexy.
Is this about over?
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to see. Oh,
baseball season starts
this Saturday.
Baseball season starts in a week.
Yeah.
Big shout out to my neighbor who works for Rollins. Gave me a brand new Rollins baseball glove.
You play baseball?
I'm on a men's baseball league.
Baseball
like fast
league
pitch. Fast pitch.
Fast pitch.
Baseball.
What's your betting average?
We haven't started.
What's your practice betting average?
Zero.
Okay.
I'm not about the hitting.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get walked every time.
Yeah.
And if I strike out, so be it. I saw my team are called the Nuts, the Wing Nuts. And last year we were 4-12.
Oh.
So we're a team of having fun, which is what I like. I'll be the comic relief. But we play on Sundays. Marcy, we play the first Sunday is the 13th. And I believe it's the 13th. Yeah. And we play in Springdale if you want to come.
Nice.
We play at 1-4.
Remind me. I'll try to come.
You're going
to
laugh. It'll be funny.
So, I was on a team in college.
On what day, the 13th?
It's a Sunday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. So you're going to love it. I got a new glove, though, so that should help.
Okay.
It won't help. So men's baseball league. So what are you doing this weekend?
Uh-oh.
She's off.
Saturday is our 11th anniversary.
Ooh. Oh, what are you doing?
Well.
She's... All right, Clay, what do you got going on this weekend?
What do I have going on this weekend?
Hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Marcy.
I think we're going to take the kids to Putt-Putt.
Ooh, where at?
Okay. Maybe Gator Golf?
Oh, cool. That'll be fun. What are you doing, Clay? I'll just talk to you because Marcy is all over the place.
I think we may be headed back to Mountain Home.
Delayed.
Oh, to see family?
See some family. Relaxing. Maybe hit the lake a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. It's supposed to be in the 80s this weekend.
I hadn't even checked.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the 80s. I mean, it hasn't been hot at all yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the pools are not warm at all. The lake's not warm. The river's not warm.
I'm okay with that. We're going to have a point. 2 to 3 weeks this summer, it's just going to be like, ah, my God.
Yeah, I get that. But if you want to swim like my daughter does, I mean, it's okay in our neighborhood because all the pools here have heat. Like, they're heated.
Right.
Because of all the trees. But, yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. But I'm, 3 weeks away? Let's see. 3.5 weeks away from getting married. Big shout out to my lovely bride, Ashton.
And how do you feel?
He'll, like, let's go. Like,
3 weeks?
Let's hurry it up. The 27th.
Yeah. The 27th. I didn't even receive an invitation.
Because you didn't get one.
Okay.
Guess who else didn't get one? Marcy didn't get one.
Marcy didn't get one.
We're just doing a small, intimate ceremony with us and our immediate family, brothers and sisters.
Cool.
We're not inviting, because inevitably, we would not be able to invite everyone.
Sure.
So we chose to invite nobody.
Yeah.
So if we can't,
I'm okay
so that's
with
the
it.
Story.
I'm just glad they're getting married.
If we can't invite everyone, we invite no one.
Yeah.
So we'll have a get together.
Yeah.
You'll be on that list.
Yeah.
Cool. A get together where it's BYOFNB. bring your own food and beer.
Okay, I could do that.
So we don't have to pay for it.
It's a picnic.
Bring your own food and drink. So, because we don't want to pay for it. We don't want to have to do that.
I think that would be great. Just make it a pitch-in. And you guys don't really have to do anything.
Yeah. But we're gonna get married, and then we're going to come here to the house and have food for the family and just hang out. And then our first night together, we're staying at 21C.
Okay. Yeah. Before you fly
out. Oh, so you're going to go home and then leave again?
Yeah, we're going to go home, hang out with the family, and then we'll go to 21C and stay the night there. And then we'll come back the next morning because our flight doesn't leave until 3 that afternoon. And get our stuff together. Say goodbye to my parents and Brimley. And then go to the airport.
Nice.
Yep.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
Make a little love. Get down tonight. Hey!
Ow!
But we're going to have a live cam on our OnlyFans page. So you'll be able to see that night.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. Hey, can't wait.
Gotta make some cash to pay for this honeymoon.
That's right.
Hey-oh!
Be like one of those Mike Tyson fights. You know,
I'm going to give a shout out to Ashton's sister, Erin, who doesn't listen to this podcast, but I'll give her a shout out every week until she does listen. Shout out to Erin, the best sister-in-law ever.
She doesn't?
She won't know I said that until she listens to the podcast. So, Mom, I'm talking about Ashton's mom, and Ashton and Jeffy, you cannot tell her I'm giving her shout outs unless she listens. So she hears them herself. She's like, I don't want to listen. Like, well, we talk about you sometimes. What do you say? Don't worry about it. Yeah, you got to listen to the
show. It doesn't matter.
Unless you listen, it doesn't matter. So, cool. It's going to be a good weekend. Lots of weddings for Brock Entertainment. Lots of events. Charity events are kicking off again as far as races. We have races and doing stuff with Sunshine School this weekend, Colitis Foundation, doing something with Amanda Reed for D1, their grand opening. We're doing that. Next week is the Cancer Challenge. You can still sign up for that. They're 5K, 10K, which is in Bella Vista. It's a big event. We're doing that. So, yeah, lots and lots of stuff is coming up and happening. So, excited about it.
Hey, Brock.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You will have to let me know when you're in my area again so that I can give you your...
Birthday present.
Birthday present.
So, I might be in the area on Friday. I might be at Sassafras for a little bit. So, I might stop by.
Okay.
Woo!
Let me know.
Cool. Clay, how did you feel after your first experience on this, besides the fact that we had some technical difficulties and Marcy is delayed?
It was fun. I didn't participate a whole lot.
Yeah, you did.
It was fun.
You killed it.
It was enjoyable. Yeah, you did.
We go in not knowing what's happening and come out being like, all right, we did this. Yeah. We did this together.
So I sent a text to Brock last night. Yeah. I was like, what are we talking about? It wasn't, what are we talking about? It was more...
What are we talking about?
I don't watch TV. I don't do...
Curious. Yeah.
And I said, I don't know.
It was
random stuff.
You said everything.
Everything. Yeah. Everything.
So, everybody have a good one. Follow us on social, as always, Brock and Marcy, Facebook and Instagram. And maybe we'll try to find some stuff to give away. Tickets or something. You never know what we have up our sleeve.
Cool.
Or down our pants or underneath our hats. So. All right, everybody have a good one. Have a great weekend, and we will see you next week. Let's close this out.
Dang, show's over.
Wait a minute, I'm not finished.
Shut up, let him finish.
Where did the time go?
Well, that was an incredible waste of time.
That's it, I'm done.
See you next time.
Goodbye.